I'd like to remind everyone we have attendance books in each pew. Please sign them and then leave them just at the end of the pew. The ushers will pick them up at the end of service. Just want to say a blessing and an announcement, I guess, or a blessing this morning is thank you, God, we missed the snow. My husband went out and he covered all our daffodils and everything because we were worried, but thankfully, you know, we've got a beautiful sunny morning, so we are thankful for that. I have a couple of announcements here. The first one is anyone planning on attending the men's district meeting in Lapeer next Sunday, which is May the 5th, please let Ron Payne or Russ know by this Wednesday so that the count can be turned in for reservations. So again, if you want to go, fellas, get with Russ or get with Ron Payne by Wednesday. Dee Stone would like to thank you all for bringing in your beautiful crosses for the Lenten season. We had a total of 21. Please remember to take your crosses home with you, and thank you for sharing. And Pastor's got a few announcements.
Well, I'm going to ask Mary Nickel to come up while I'm announcing a couple things. There is the upper room in the back for May and June, so there are large print and small print. If you would like one, please come and pick that up. Also, I am going to be gone, leaving this afternoon after lunch for the week. I'm going to Chicago for my clergy clinic. We have to go several times, so I will be gone all week. Mary has a list of on-call pastors.
Not this Mary, the other Mary.
That's right, the other Mary.
Thank you. Pastor Sue asked me if I would come up this morning and talk to the congregation about the annual conference coming up in Traverse City at the end of May. And there's this year they're going to be taking up a collection on Sunday during the recognition and commissioning and ordination of ministers. And I would like to just kind of explain it to you a little bit. It's the Ministry Education Fund is what they'd like us to donate to. And also half of the donation would also go to the Midwest Mission Center for making kits. And the kits are for, like, disaster areas. If we ever had, like, a tornado or a flooding or a natural disaster here, they would come and help us. And they would have kits for the children and for laity and for personal care for the people that was struck by the disaster. So next Sunday, we're going to ask for a special collection to help us to raise funds to take up this year. This is the first year that they've had this special collection. And I thought maybe the men's club and the women's club could also put a donation in. We didn't have time this year to, by the time we got the information, to try to collect items to make boxes. But they have going to have a semi parked out in front of the hotel and going to try to fill it with boxes. But we can also make a money donation. And so that's what we decided the other night to do, was a money donation. And I just pray that God will touch your hearts so that you'll open your wallet and help us out with this donation. If you have any questions about this, please ask Pastor Sue or myself, Linda Schramm, or Gayla would also know. And I'll give the information to June, and June should be here next Sunday. So thank you.
Good, thank you. Also, Erin's coming up. As she comes up, I have a couple more announcements. Gayla asked me to announce that if anyone is going to camp, they need to register online, but please see her because the way the church is paying, so when you register your children online, you need to see her before doing that because the church is paying. And so I announced that. One more thing before we get to Erin. I was given this. The movie Unplanned is being shown here in Sandusky. It's about abortion. If anyone would like to go see it, it's still on Sunday. Let's see, it looks like 12:30, 2:45, 5, and 7:15, and then Monday through Thursday, 2, 5, and 7:15.
First, a huge thank you to the church for paying for camp. That is amazing. When we signed the girls up, and Gayla told me I owe $20 for both my girls to go camp, that's pretty awesome. So thank you. Side note, it's VBS time again. We are excited. We're excited. We love VBS. The kids have a great time. We have a great turnout from the community. It's a great outreach. But that means that you're going to see my face asking you for help. And every year you guys have responded amazingly. You always respond. You always help. And you always turn out. So this year I'm asking in your attendance books, we're trying a little different, we put a little sign-up sheet in there. If you are interested in helping out in any way, we will put a sheet up for things that we need, like last year, for things that we need donated. But I'm asking for people who will help, either behind the scenes, beforehand, setting things up, in the month beforehand, just getting things prepped and ready. Or if you want to be a teacher, if you want to be an assistant, if you want to run around outside with the kids, we need lots of helpers to make it happen. So in your attendance book is this sign-up sheet. There's room for three names. If there's more people that want to volunteer in your pew, please sign on the back. And then if you could just circle on there if it's best to call you, text, email, however is best for us to get a hold of you, so that we can let you know when we're going to have a meeting to figure out who's going to do what and what all needs to be done. And then we always need prayers from all of you for this whole thing to go off. So thank you.
So if you haven't signed the attendance pad yet, sign them and pass them down, please.
Okay, I think that does it for announcements. Our call to worship this morning. I'm sorry, birthdays. How could I have forgotten that? Anybody celebrating a birthday this week? Aha, we've got one. Six.
Oh, that is special. Woo. Okay. All right.
Anyone else? Yeah. Okay, I guess you get the birthday song all to yourself. How about anniversaries for early May, late April? Nobody. Okay. All right. Okay. I guess now we'll go with our praise songs. This is number 2086. We're going to sing it twice, Open Our Eyes, followed by 2070. We're going to sing that twice, He is Exalted.
Thank you.
standing for our call to worship. Congregational response is in the boldface type. There is one God and Father for us all, who is above all and through all and in you all, who are led by the Spirit of God,
our children of God.
Come, walk in the way of the Lord with songs of gladness and joy. Our next hymn is number 2115, Christ Has Risen.
Invite the children up for a children's message. Good to see you. Come on down. Over and out, right? How's everybody today? Did you survive all the Easter egg hunts? Yeah? Did you have fun? And you got to go home early from school on Friday for those of you in Sandusky? Yeah. Hallelujah, right? How was that fun? Come on over, girls. How are you guys? Good? I want to ask, you may be, she may be perfect for this answer. Do any of you ever get scared? Yes? Glad somebody. Yeah. You don't? You don't get scared? You don't either? I get scared sometimes. You don't get scared? Do you get scared? Emma and I get scared, huh?
Brother does.
Your brother does?
I get ghosts.
Brothers and sisters are telling on each other. There's a bear in your room? Oh, no. He just thinks that. Aiden, you said you do get scared? Yeah. On rides, on certain things, you get scared. Yeah, not everything scares us. Do I scare you? You're way over there. Am I scary?
No.
Maybe just a little tired this morning. Yeah, that's okay. Well, there was someone who was in a room. In fact, it was disciples. And do you know who came to see him?
Jesus.
Jesus is always the right answer, right? That's right. Good answer. Jesus came to see him. But Jesus had risen. Remember last week? He had risen. And all of a sudden, he showed himself to some of the disciples. I know you weren't, but we still had Jesus rise from the dead. Yeah, it was Easter. And no, you weren't here either. But we still had Jesus rise from the dead. Yeah, because it was Easter morning. And so Jesus went to visit his disciples. And you know what? They had been afraid. They're grown men. They're grown men, boys and girls. And they were afraid. They were afraid that others might come.
I'm not tired.
You're not what? Okay. But they were scared. And they were grown men. And so they locked the door. And Jesus appeared anyway, even through a locked door. Now, don't we lock our doors so that people don't get in, right? We lock our cars so people can't get in our cars, right? I know you kids don't have cars, but Mom and Dad, hopefully they lock their cars, lock our houses so that people don't get in. But Jesus came in anyway. You know that? And then there is a... He wasn't a ghost. Jesus is real. All right? Now he's a ghost. Now Jesus has gone up to be with God in heaven, and he sends the Holy Spirit. No ghost. No ghost, but we have the Holy Spirit. But there was a man named Thomas. Thomas. Thomas wasn't a ghost. He was a disciple. We're on a ghost track here. But we don't need to be on a ghost track. I don't believe in ghosts. Yeah. And so Thomas doubted that Jesus was really alive. He doubted. Have you ever... That's a big word for you guys, isn't it? What does doubt mean? What do you think doubt means? You don't know? That's right. You don't think it's real? Yep, that's right. You don't believe it's real. But... Jesus then appeared to Thomas. I'm losing it. Jesus appeared to Thomas, and he said, "It's really me." And so, boys and girls, when you get scared, know that Jesus is there with you, okay? Can you do that for me? If you get scared, what should you do? What can pray? And we're going to do that right now. Can we put our hands together and bow our heads? And we're going to pray. Lord Jesus, when we're scared... When we think maybe there's a ghost or a bear or whatever may come, we pray, Lord, that you will bring us peace and that you will help us not be afraid. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. So you don't need to be afraid, okay? Can you guys help? Okay. Well, can we share? There, she's got some too. Okay, there you go. There you go. I can help too. Everybody get one. We want to make sure everybody gets one. There you go. A children's bulletin. Here, right here. Okay. Very good. Thank you. How precious. How precious.
Our children know that Jesus is all around us because he is love. Our chancel choir has a song for us called Every Step of the Way.
Each step of the way. Oh. each step of the way.
Yes, thank you for a beautiful song. And it is true, every step of the way, the Lord is with us. He's there to carry us through the heavy times, and he's there to celebrate with us during the joyful times. As our choir takes our seat, we're going to prepare for our Old Testament reading, which comes from Psalm 150. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud and clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Not in the bulletin, but we are going to stand and sing "Surely the Presence of the Lord" two times.
Thank you.
time for us to go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Oh, most gracious and loving God, we know your presence is surely here. We've come to praise your name with songs and thanksgiving, with our hearts full of joy. We come because we love you as you have loved us. Oh God, you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and rise again, that we may be given the truth, that our eyes and ears may be opened, that we can see you in the midst of a world that's been tossed upside down. We thank you, God, for your Son that forgives our sins, and you remember them no more. Help us to let them go, Lord, and give them to you, that we may move forward and honor you and praise your name in all that we say and do. Lord, we pray that you will help those who don't know you, that we may be your hands and feet to reach out to a world who is hurting, a world that may not even believe in you. Help our unbelief, help our doubts. Help us that we may be strong and bold in our faith and in our words and in our actions to glorify you. And be with those that are recuperating, recovering from surgery, and those that face surgery. Be with those that travel, Lord, to keep them safe. Be with our children that they may grow, and our adults who may learn and grow closer to you. Lord, we thank you for this church and our community, and throughout the world, that we can be a blessing upon those that need you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us wisdom and strength. We thank you for all that you do for us in the name of our risen Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. As we turn in our gospel reading this morning, I encourage you to look in the pew Bibles or in your own Bibles to John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. It's when Jesus appears to his disciples. Hear these words. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hand and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where his nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing unto you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Doubt or belief? I know that Thomas was not there when Jesus came the first time and was seen by the other disciples. He wanted to see for himself. As I thought about this scripture in this passage, I thought, you know, how many times have I heard of a death of a loved one? And I can't believe it's actually true. I want to go and see for myself. Now, that's part of a closure on a funeral, is that we can say goodbye to someone. And when there's not a body to say goodbye to, sometimes we think, well, maybe, just maybe, they'll come back. Maybe they really aren't gone. Have you ever felt like that before? Think about how much we doubt. And I'm thinking, I bet the other disciples doubted about as much as what Thomas, even though Thomas was known as the doubter. In fact, Peter walked on water, and he saw Jesus, and he was walking to him without falling, and all of a sudden he took his eyes off of Jesus, and what happens to Peter is he falls in the water. That doubt for just a second crept into even Peter. And I believe it creeps into each one of our lives too. I doubt. Well, we know that the disciples were close to Jesus. They walked with him for 3 years, and yet they still had doubts. What's going to happen now that he was laid in the tomb? But he came back and he showed himself. And one of his first words is, "Peace be with you." To quiet their hearts of what is going to happen now. He's not with us. Sometimes in our mind, we wonder, is it really true? But Jesus has said to us, "Bless those of you who have not seen him." Because none of us here have ever seen our risen Lord. Not face to face. We have heard maybe his voice. We've experienced the Holy Spirit. But we have not seen God or Jesus face to face. For scriptures tell us, if we do, we will not live. Think about that. Sometimes I wish I could just see God face to face. Have you ever wondered if I could just see God face to face? The truth is, someday we'll get to. That's the good news. As we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we too will be able to see Jesus. And there will not be any more doubts. But doubting is part of our humanity. And so Jesus did something that he says in the scriptures following this, to wait. Because he breathes on them the Holy Spirit. He breathes on the disciples the Holy Spirit, but we know that the rest of the community and rest of the world did not receive the Holy Spirit until Pentecost, which is a few weeks down the road. It's interesting, as I read the commentaries, what was it like to have Jesus' breath on them? Did they smell the gall that he drank on the cross? Was it from food, bread and wine from the Maundy Thursday meal? Never really thought about what his breath may smell like. But he breathed on them. In this passage, there's a whole bunch of sensory skills that are wanted. Thomas wanted to see. He wanted to touch. When Jesus spoke, they all heard. Isn't that what we want sometimes as human beings, to be able to see and hear, to feel, touch? Yesterday, Jim and I went to see a movie. It wasn't the unplanned. We went to see Breakthrough. You may have seen the commercials of Breakthrough where the boy falls through the ice. He'd been underwater for quite some time. No pulse found. They rush him to the hospital and they do everything that is possible to revive this boy. And they wait for the mother to arrive at the hospital, and they bring her in and ask her to say her last words to her son. And the mother screams out to God, "Breathe on him, the Holy Spirit, Lord. Breathe life back into my child. Do not take him. Breathe life back into my child." She was a Christian. The movie I recommend to all of you to see was well done, well directed, well played. Don't want to tell you all the details because you need to go see. But the mother was in that room as the doctors had stopped doing everything possible and left her alone with her boy, who was 16 or 14, young boy, to say goodbye. She touched his feet. She touched his hands. But more importantly, she prayed. Kind of screaming at God, and I think that's how some of us are at times. In that panic stage, "God, please do something now." That mother was devastated. How can this be? How can I lose my son? And all the doctors and nurses and staff were outside of the room, but they heard this mother scream and they heard this mother pray. And after 45 minutes to an hour of no breath, and after her prayer, the boy began to have a heartbeat. She rejoices. Her faith was so strong, she believed that this boy was going to come back to life and he was going to be okay. And through the movie, the doctors and a lot of people around there doubted. How can it be? Even if he comes back, he'll be a vegetable. There's no way ever in history that a boy or any human being that has gone this long without breath can come back and be okay. He was a star basketball player. The school was rooting for him. The mother asked for people to pray. Pray. And she stood up to all the staff. I don't want anything negative said, especially in this room. I don't want to hear it. I believe that God has a plan for my son. I believe that God can take care of my child. While everybody else, including Dad, doubted. It'd been too long. The story was emotional. Take tissues if you go. But I'll tell you, the boy made it. The pastor was there for the family the entire time. She didn't really like her new pastor. They had had some words. She led Bible study, and he wanted a staff meeting in the same room at the same time. And, well, Pastor, I've done this study, and I've been in this same room for, you know, all these years. You need to move to another spot. Pastor says, no, you need to move. She was a little brief with that pastor when he first came. And that pastor said, I'm not leaving. I'm John's pastor, and I'm your pastor, and I'm here for you. And they prayed. The pastor, the doctors, it's a miracle. I don't know how this boy lived. And he lived and he played basketball again. He had no effects whatsoever. Gives me goosebumps. God had a plan for that young man, and that young man now is doing ministry. It's a true story. It really happened in our lifetime. But yet, so many times we doubt as the disciples doubt. Everybody around that mother doubted. There's no way. But she said, yes. With God, all things are possible. God can do this. Do we believe that God can do this? Thomas doubted. Unless I can see him, and unless I can see the nails in his hands, and unless I can put my finger in his side, I won't believe. Now, did Jesus actually say, it says in Scripture, Jesus said, you know, look at my hands and feel my side. I wonder, did Jesus actually go and take his hand and put it at his side? Maybe. He saw the nails. On Good Friday here, we hammered in the nails and it got emotional. God is real. We don't need to doubt. We need to believe. And I want you to hear these words that Jesus also says. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. I am sending you, talking to the disciples, to go out and share the good news. Share their experience of what happened to them, that they saw Jesus Christ. This woman in this movie had to share her story because of her experience. She wanted the world to know what God had done. She was being sent out. Jesus breathed on them the Holy Spirit so they could go. He equipped them to be able to go out and do what he has called them to do. Well, guess what, folks? He's already given us the power of the Holy Spirit. Surely his presence is in our midst right now. And we have the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's up to you and I whether we will believe or whether we will doubt that Jesus Christ is real and alive. And then it's our responsibility to go forth, to go and be sent out into the world to share our story, to share his story. And that's what this woman did. How many of us would do the same? How many of us have had experiences with our Lord Jesus Christ and were afraid to say anything because I doubt anybody would believe me? Right? Some of you are shaking your head. You've had experiences with our Lord. That is what sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ is about, is sharing our experience. I know the Lord is real. I believe in Jesus Christ. Why do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah? Why do you believe Jesus is the risen Christ? Has he spoke to you? Has he touched you in a way that you realize for sure? Now I know for sure, surely, his presence is here with me. God is real. The message for today is whether or not we believe or doubt. So I pray that we will ask God to help our unbelief, to stop the doubts, and to give us that certainty that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us pray. God, you've moved in my heart, and I pray that as you continue to breathe on the Holy Spirit on each one of us here, that we will praise your name, that we will share you with others, that there's no more doubt, but that we bring people to believe in you as the risen Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through you, all things are possible. In the name of our faithful Christ, I pray. Amen. The ushers, please come forward for our morning offering. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give our gifts not only financially, but of ourselves, that we believe that you are our God and your Son is Jesus Christ, and that we ask that these gifts be used to continue sharing the good news, the gospel, the truth, that all things are possible through you, and may you be glorified. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, amen. Let's stand and sing, or continue to stand and sing, We Walk by Faith, verses 1 to 4. Forth this week, may you remember that God is alive, and share that with others, that they may know it's true. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? or in awe of you be still. Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. That day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. To my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah. When all I would do is forever, forever worship you.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Tied you to the kitchen chair, she broke your throne.